The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Dennis Morris of KLEM in Lamars. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, Senator, first of all, I'm glad that you're back at work. I'm glad that you did not have any symptoms associated with the COVID, so I'm guessing you're feeling pretty well and everything. So my first question for you, Senator, is President Trump has been challenging some of the votes, and at what point in time should Republicans perhaps advise or suggest to the president to stop the legal action if there's no, if he can't come up with anything and concede the election to incoming President Joe Biden?
I would say December 14th, the day the Electoral College meets and votes. That's the way it was in 2001 with President George W. Bush.
Do you want to expand on that anymore, or just after the Electoral College votes, then
yeah,
that's when it'll be official, of course, right? Yeah. Okay. Does it look like that before the end of the year, will Congress come out with a second COVID relief payment?
Well, there's going to be an attempt to do that, both from Senator McConnell trying to meet with Pelosi, and there's reason to believe that maybe the White House might, in a separate direction, go along with trying to meet with Pelosi. And then I think there's a possibility that we could have a vote like we had the last week of July, the first week of September, and a couple times during October to get up a Republican bill that the Democrats haven't let us get up because it takes 60 votes to get a bill before the United States Senate. And they didn't like what we proposed, but they didn't even want to discuss it so that they could amend it and change it and get their ideas before the United States Senate. But I think that might be tried once again.
Okay. Looking at the Senate, and of course, all eyes are on Georgia right now. Does it look like the, from your standpoint, the Republicans will be able to maintain their majority in the Senate?
Well, it would seem like we would get at least one of the two, and I think we're going to get both of them. But I don't have anything more to go on than the fact that the Republican Perdue ended up a couple percentage points ahead of the Democratic person, and then several Republicans were running against several Democrats in a whole different race that didn't involve having one Democrat and one Republican because of the way they do things in Georgia. The Republicans ended up with more votes collectively than what the Democrats ended up with. So going into it, based upon what came out of the general election, I think that we got a good chance of winning, but it's going to be a terrific battle. It's going to involve all sorts of hundreds of millions of dollars spent. So who knows?
All right. And Senator, have you heard much about who's being asked for Biden's cabinet? Some of the prominent names. I have not heard of anybody mentioned yet or anything.
Well, Janet Yellen, former chair of the Federal Reserve, to be Secretary of Treasury's the highest profile position, and one that seems to have at least support within the Democratic Party, probably good support within the Republicans in the Senate, but I wouldn't want to say that until we have the hearing, because you don't know what crops up sometimes when you have a hearing that you don't know about.
And have you heard of any names being circulated around as far as a possible Secretary of Agriculture position?
There's only one that I happen to know, Heitkamp, former senator from North Dakota, and I think she'd be a good one. But there's three or four others circulating, some of them related to food stamps and climate change, as opposed to what the Agriculture Department traditionally does, work with American farmers and rural programs. And it seems to me that's kind of a the usual progressive versus the more legitimate Democrat position that is a big issue in every decision that Biden has to make for his cabinet.
You kind of led into my next question, and that is, I've heard some people say that the Democratic Party is going to be split between those on the extreme left, such as Congresswoman AOC, I'm trying to think of her, Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, and her clan, and then the moderates, I guess. So where do you see is there going to be some internal battles with the Democratic Party, do you think?
It's going on every day, although you don't read much about it, but you read a little bit about it. And it's OAC is, or AOC, I guess is her name.
Right.
AOC is talking about it almost every day. And to some extent, the Democratic whip, Clyburn, the African-American congressman from South Carolina, expressing some degree of disagreement with that there aren't enough people like that put in the cabinet. So I think it's something going on every day. And I believe if they follow the pattern of the first few that are announced, it's going to be a repeat of people that were very active in the Obama administration. So you're going to see a Biden cabinet be, as far as the cabinet is concerned, is just like a third term of an Obama administration. And in regard to that, I think AOC types get left out in the cold. Not entirely, but too much to their satisfaction.
And my last question for you, I guess, Senator, since we have the time just together, and I know it's not really within our congressional district up here in Northwest Iowa, but certainly the entire state of Iowa had a lot of interest in what was going on with the recounts in the southeastern part of the 2nd Congressional District, that between Marianne Miller Meeks and Rita Hart. My understanding is now today, of course, Secretary of State Paul Pate will be certifying those votes, and Miller Meeks won by only 6 votes out of 400,000 that were cast. And I just kind of wanted to hear your thoughts, your commentary about that particular race, and the fact that not since that I can remember since Jim Leach was down in that area has there been a Republican that has been able to win southeastern Iowa. So
yeah.
Just was interested in hearing your thoughts about that recount.
And in this case, just barely win.
Yeah.
But it's a tribute to Miller Meeks not giving up, because she's run for this congressional seat now the 4th time. And just barely winning it the 4th time, but I think people are going to see her as a very devoted public servant and working hard. That's how I know her, as a campaigner and as a state senator. She does a good job. She was also director of public health for Governor Branstad and did a good job there. And I think that without a doubt, It says two things. One, don't give up, because obviously she didn't give up running 4 times. Secondly, every vote counts. It's you hear that every day, but when you only win by 6 votes, you know every vote counts.
Especially when you look at 400,000 were cast, yes.
Yeah. So that's my response to you, and I thank you for taking my call and doing this all by yourself.
No problem. One last thing, if I can, then, if you've got 2
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that former Ag Secretary, former Governor Tom Vilsack, may make his way back into the cabinet position with Biden?
Well, that would be to my liking, although I think Heitkamp would satisfy me just as much, too. But I thought that, from my point of view, Vilsack was a very successful Secretary of Agriculture and one that I could work with.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator. Glad to hear that you're back up and feeling good again.
Yeah, you bet. I'm glad to be. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Dennis, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.